Here we are.
But we're not really.
Oh, we got to turn our phones off.
Turn our phones off.
We're so, it's your daughter. It's both of us.
Yeah,
I know. Anyway. Okay, phones are off.
Okay. So, this is not a single fork. On vacation.
Well, kind
actually,
of
not on
not vacation.
Natalia's going to take a little vacation. I'm actually
what
elsewhere.
Are you doing?
I'm elsewhere.
At an undisclosed location.
Yes, and it's a secret.
It's super secret.
I can't tell you what it is. It's kind of like what I did a few years ago when I did a cooking show.
Yeah, very similar.
It's kind of like that, mm-hmm. But I can't tell you what it is. So,
but if you're
not, I'm not here.
You are here at the moment, but you're not going to be here when people are listening. But if you aren't friends with us on Facebook, become friends with us on Send invitations.
Yes.
So that we can keep you posted on this super secret thing that Candace is doing that's very exciting.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll keep you posted via Facebook. So if you're friends with us there, you'll see it as soon as we can put anything out there. Right now, it's very hush hush.
Yes. But as soon as we can, we'll let you know. So, I guess we should have also said our names.
And this is not a single fork.
And this, I thought I did say
did
this
you say
is
that?
Not a single
okay.
fork.
And I'm Natalia. And who are you?
I'm Candace.
Okay. And we are all over the fucking place. So what are we going to do while you are in your super secret location?
With regard to our podcast?
Yes, what are they going to be listening to?
Well, you know, we have many, many episodes.
We do.
And we thought it might be fun to revisit some of the episodes while I'm gone, and Natalia's going to be gone as well, and kind of for people who maybe have just started listening.
Yes, and didn't go back.
And didn't go back to the beginning. This, we thought it would be fun to kind of maybe fun isn't the word, because to relive the COVID episodes.
Well, we picked a couple that we really liked. They're pretty funny. Obviously, and entertaining, and we like these, and we think that you'll like re-listening to them, or listening to them for the first time if you haven't gone back and listened to our old ones.
These were the ones that we understood were fan favorites.
Yes.
And we had a lot of fun doing them.
Yes.
Also. The season was called To Market to Market, and the original plan was that we were going to go to all different kinds of shops and groceries and international
talk
markets.
About the grocery stores
and drag you, basically the listener, through the store with us, and we were going to examine all of the foods.
And then what happened?
And then COVID happened.
Yeah, so then we were like, shit, we've got to do something different.
Yeah, so.
So these are two of our kind of different episodes. The first one is pretty funny. We just re-listened to it and informative. And actually, Candace gives a lot of recipes and tips and tricks.
Yes, and there were things that we had forgotten about, like flageolet beans.
Flageolet. Yes.
And I actually cooked them.
And?
Sometime after that. And they were delicious.
I bet.
They are creamy and they're flavorful too.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing you had them.
I was really happy that I had those.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to relive old times. It was really just a year ago.
It feels like years ago.
Yes. We looked at the date and we were like, no way, this has got to have been
like
three or four years ago.
We haven't even been doing this that long.
No. So from April of 2020, here comes... What do we call it? Checking out the pantry?
Your pantry or something.
It was my pantry.
Candace's pantry time.
Yeah. So now that we've tackled the holidays, how's the cooking?
Cooking's fucking awesome. I'm loving it. I'm feeling good. I'm relaxed. I'm drinking.
Oh, stress-free, eh?
Stress-free. Okay. But now I've got to do all this fucking shopping.
What's the problem with that?
I hate shopping.
Oh, well, is that something I can help you with?
Can you?
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. It's season 3, and we're going to market. This is Candace Conley.
I'm Natalia Banjak.
And this is Not a Single Fork, another podcast about food and cooking.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it real.
Well, here
here's episode 3, and we're still stuck in the house, so we're improvising. Obviously, we are not going out and checking out the markets around town because we can't.
And that's, yes, we're not. I'm going to apologize for your beginning, because our beginning says, tomorrow we're going to the market. Let's go buy some groceries. So we're going to the market in your pantry.
Yes.
So this segment is called What's in Your Pantry?
I don't know. What's in your pantry?
Well, very different. And I'm sure it's different from what's in your guys' pantry at home. But we were thinking, you know, I mean, people have been talking about, and I think we talked about last time, about using everything out of your freezer. And this is a great time to kind of empty out your freezer and look and see what's in there. But there's always shit like jammed in the back of the pantry or stuff that you just kind of keep for a rainy day. And guess what, guys? This is it.
Yeah.
This is our rainy time.
So you're going to get to not see, but hear just about everything that's in my pantry.
So I'm going to pull out a bunch of shit from Candace's pantry, and she's going to tell you what she would make with it to maybe give you some ideas for stuff that would be in your pantry.
But before we start that, we were talking about this before we started getting ready to jump into the pantry, and I don't want to forget to say this. Every time, and well, there's tons of pollen and ragweed.
Everything's
and
fucking covered
mold
in green.
And everything. Yeah. My poor car looks green and it's actually red. And so every time I have a tickle in my throat, or I have to clear my throat, or I have to cough or whatever, then I go take my temperature because I'm afraid that, oh my God, I've got it.
You've got the coronavirus.
But I don't.
And I just talked off the phone with a friend of mine before I came over, and he said the same thing. Guys, allergies are shit right now. Like, I don't know where everybody is that's listening, but if you're in Oklahoma, and you guys know, and I know that it's hard to not panic and freak out, but just look outside. Like Candace said, everything's covered in green shit. I had to take a fucking Sudafed this morning. Now I feel fine. Like, I can breathe.
Yeah, I have to take Benadryl before I go to bed, or I choke to death.
Yeah, just chill out. It's okay. I mean, yes, it's probably good that you take your temperature just in case.
Because I'm older.
And just to ease your mind, but also ease your mind and realize it's just that fucking time of year too.
It is. And it would be happening regardless.
It would. So is this kind of going to be like, God damn it. I always forget the name of that show where they get a basket of shit and you have to make something.
Oh, Chopped.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Except I know what's in my pantry, sort of. But
should have done it at my house.
Well, no. Well, there may be surprises in there. So it sounds really live today because we are standing in my kitchen and we have just opened the pantry up.
We have. And she has a very interesting pantry. I really like it. You open the two double doors and then inside are like two shelves that kind of...
They're kind of
open?
Yeah, they're kind of convertible shelves, sort
of. So that there's stuff behind it, and that's the stuff I want to see. Now, if you guys listening know Candace, and I can see just by opening this, everything is really fucking organized.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Terrible.
This is all your baking shit. Look, it's all organized in, like, what is this? This is baking and flour and, I don't even know, panko. What's this? Pearl barley. I'm sure everybody at home has pearl barley.
Does everyone have pearl barley? This is when I went into my, I'm going to do more plant-based cooking.
Okay, or rice. Or they've got some kind of grain at home,
yeah,
I'm sure.
A lot of rice here.
Rice. Is this a bean of some kind?
Yes. You know what those are? No, those they're flageolet.
What does that mean?
Well, here's the story. There's always a story behind almost everything that's in my pantry. So the story behind these, I just bought these recently because our friends Harrison and Heath, who, by the way, along with some other people, and we'll shout them out later as well, have been ordering takeout from us. And they ordered from the takeout menu, it's called A Twist of Country. And so they ordered white beans and cornbread. Well, I had the damnedest time trying to find dried beans right now.
Really? Everyone's talking about
everyone,
dried beans?
You know, because that's one of those things where I think no one cooks beans from dried. They buy cans of beans.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find white beans. I finally found white navy beans at Sprouts. They were organic. And it really did make a good batch
of
beans.
What does that have to do with your flageolet?
Okay, well.
Which sounds like something that comes out of my butt.
No, it's flageolet.
Yes,
it is French. Well, okay, so I was at one of our other stores, Reser's, because it was a big store. And I thought, well, if anybody has in their bulk area, they'll have white beans, like navy beans, Great Northerns, you know, something
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, no.
That's all they had left?
That's all they had.
What the fuck are they?
Well, they are actually immature cannellini, white kidney beans.
So they're babies.
They're baby beans.
So I just had a thought.
Yeah.
We might have to do the next episode with what's in my pantry, because the shit that's in your pantry, no one else is going to have at their fucking house. You've got all kinds of... What the fuck is this?
Well, this is when we went through that period of I was going to work with this company called Molly, M-O-L-L-I, that make Mexican sauces. This was the great idea of someone. And after I got these sauces, I was like, look, I make my own fucking cooking sauces. I don't use somebody else's.
Yeah. So can you explain what the fuck a cooking sauce is? Because to me, that would say ragu.
Well,
it's a red sauce in
this
a
is a this
jar.
Is a this is a sauce from Veracruz. That would
the
be good
weirdest,
with fish.
Weirdest I mean, shit just, in your fan pantry.
I know, but this is something like you would add fish or chicken to the sauce. So it's sort of like a, you know, making a marinara.
Okay, so for people at home, they might have a some kind of a red marinara sauce.
Yeah,
in a,
this
in
is
a
like
jar.
If you go to the if you go to the regular grocery store and you go in the Hispanic food section, mm-hmm. and then you'll find all kinds of salsas and sauces and things like that, and that's where you would find this.
Okay, so normal people have other red stuff in a jar. So
yes.
Let's add that to our pile. And then I'm sure most people don't have this, but I'm sure they have pasta. Some
there's pasta. This is
some sort.
This is this is actually from Sam's.
Okay. Well, maybe they have that.
So this is not out of the ordinary.
Okay, so let's see what else we have. Snacks. We have some snack bars, some popcorn. I do love the popcorn. Bread, peanut butter. We all know how to make peanut butter and jelly. Nobody needs help in that.
No.
Let's see what's behind door number two.
This is the scarier side.
Ooh, then I should have started here.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's all. Okay, I'm going in. I'll be right there.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Let's see what's in here. Sweet gherkins.
Yes, that's to make tuna salad.
Okay. Ooh, I have, how many dozen? 15 dozen eggs at home. I had egg salad last night, and I thought that was a great invention that I just hadn't thought of before. Sweet and hot honey mustard.
Okay. Yeah, see, I used to get these. It was more like a monthly food subscription.
Like a box?
Like a box, but it would just be, you know, it'd be like packaged foods, like this, sweet and hot honey mustard. That has not been opened, of course.
Excuse me, I thought you were out of this.
That's actually old.
Peach butter?
Yeah, that's from last year's.
There's some rice vinegar.
Rice vinegar.
We're gonna pull some more shit out, and we're gonna see what we can make. Some canned beans.
See?
Canned beans, good job.
White kidney beans, this is the mama for the flageolets.
Flageolets.
And black beans, yes. I always have beans. I like beans.
Okay. What's this?
That is sambal.
We love it.
Yum, yum.
Ooh, sun-dried tomatoes. I bet you guys have random shit like this in the back of your pantry.
Yeah, stuff that you haven't used in 100 years. Wow, when did I buy that?
This might be just a good exercise for you in general.
Well, you know, I've been thinking
green curry paste?
Yeah.
We can do something.
Oh, I didn't know I had that either. Huh, I'll be darned.
I don't know
what that is.
Tomato spread?
That's another one of those things that came in a box.
Yeah, I found your box shelf.
Yeah.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some, you know, your basic herbs and spices and salt and pepper and chilies and...
I've got pepperoncini from Italy and...
You know, your typical, like everybody has in their pantry.
Yes.
What is tiny popcorn?
Well... What the hell is this? That's another one of those experiments. Because I was trying
to
find...
Did you get that in a box, too?
No, no. I got that at the grocery. My daughter Shay and I went through a period of wanting to... I was insistent that we were going to make real popcorn.
Like on the stove.
On the stovetop. And so this was one of those that we tried.
You didn't like them?
Well, not really. They really... It is really is tiny.
Like once it pops?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tiny.
Okay, and then we have some salsa.
Yeah. Paste salsa.
Maybe we can do something with salsa.
Are we really going to cook something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we no. I mean, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I don't know about that.
I need you to brainstorm on... Okay. So that's what's in her pantry.
You have to close it, because otherwise the front doors won't close.
God, it's such a fucking involved pantry.
Well,
it's unlike Moses. Okay. Ooh.
Look at all the things.
Okay, so you guys probably have some kind of rice or grain. You probably have some kind of pasta at home.
Was there like method to your madness here, that you were getting a little bit of this, a little bit of that? We're not doing popcorn.
No, because we're not doing popcorn. No, I was moving that over here.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe. We've got some beans. We've got, I don't know what the hell we're going to use the picante sauce for.
It's good with chips.
Well, it's a good snack item.
Well, you know what? I use picante sauce in chilaquiles.
Ooh, why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Well, it's actually hangover food.
Yes.
But it's delicious. It's when you have like leftover tortilla chips and leftover meats, you know, like shredded chicken or shredded beef, and then cheeses and stuff like that, and you just kind of throw it all together.
Like in a casserole?
I usually do it in a skillet on top of the stove, and then, I mean, you can kind of finish it in the oven if you want to, but you don't have to.
Tortilla chips, like the crunchy ones,
Well, traditionally, it's done with the soft corn tortillas that are like a day or two old.
Okay.
And they're kind of hard. And so it's okay if you put a bunch of juicy stuff on top of them. It kind of, you know, wakes them up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of people will like fry an egg over the top of it.
Oh, that sounds good. People might have leftovers of some kind of meat. Can you do something other than chicken?
Oh, yeah.
You can whatever meat.
Beef, whatever meat.
Like,
pork.
So it's kind of like a leftover.
It's a leftover thing, yeah.
And
it's for hangovers.
And for paste and for cheese. You probably have cheese at home that you can grate over it. Cheese?
Yeah.
Usually
has lots of cheese in it.
So that's a good idea, to see what you've got in your pantry and kind of use that.
Yeah.
What about... Okay.
So that's what I would... I mean, I just like...
Chips and dip time. Okay, so we've got this cooking sauce. So if you guys have some kind of red sauce at home.
I actually had several other kinds of sauce in there as well.
Oh, I thought they were all cooking sauce.
They were, but they're all different.
Oh.
This one's Veracruz in Mexico is on the coast.
Yeah.
And it's a fishing village kind of thing. And so that's why this is.
So you keep saying fish with that, so you wouldn't do like pasta? You would
No. So this is you cook the meat in it.
Okay, so
it says like let's see, what do you do? Oh, this is what you do. So you start your fish in your pan, and then you pour the sauce over it and let it simmer in the sauce.
And then what would you eat with that? Like rice? We've got rice here.
You could eat rice.
We've got
with
some.
It.
Could you eat
barley with it?
Could you eat the pearled barley?
No, I like pearled barley in. I like to use it sort of like farro in salads and things like that, where it gets, you know, you cook it up and then it's chewy.
Okay.
But I also like barley in soup.
Oh.
If you eat soup, because I don't really eat soup, but
yeah,
barley
kind of
thickens
it. That kind of threw me off.
I
was like, what do you mean you like barley in soup? You don't fucking eat soup.
Well, when I think of barley, I think of beef and barley soup.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
So when you do that, you're just making the soup and then you throw the barley in, or do you have to cook it before? Or
no, you can let it cook in the soup.
Okay.
Because then it's also has a bit of a thickening agent to it.
Okay. And what about if we've got, because I think most normal people have cans of like beans or cans of like tomatoes in their pantry. So what would you do with them?
Well, it depends on what kind of bean it is, but like with the cannellini beans, that's a white kidney bean, and it's I was going to say it's indigenous to Italy, but it's really, I mean, you know, anybody can grow white kidney beans, but it's mainly for Italian type dishes. And so this is the bean that you would use in like a pasta fagioli, where you'd use your pasta and you'd use your beans and you'd combine them in a dish.
What else would go in that dish?
Oh, onions and garlic and...
Okay, so that's stuff that people usually have at home.
Yeah, but so. I also, one of my favorite ways to use these is in a dish with shrimp.
Uh-huh.
So...
So just beans, white beans and shrimp.
White beans and shrimp. And then sometimes you can throw, if you have like some arugula or spinach in your fridge and finish the sauce, well, finish the beans and the shrimp with a little bit of green. And so it kind of wilts a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just
adds...
Would
you put any like bacon or prosciutto or goat cheese?
You could start it.
Oh, I see.
In the pan with bacon. Take the bacon out, because if you don't take the bacon out, it gets flabby.
And nobody likes flabby bacon.
Nobody likes flabby bacon. So then I'd saute the onions in the bacon fat and maybe some garlic. And then I usually, what I do before I get it all put together is I'll saute the shrimp, like par cook it halfway, so that you have shrimpy flavor in your...
Oh, in your pan?
In your oil.
Oh, yeah.
Then you put your beans in, and then your shrimp goes back in to finish cooking.
Okay.
And then you can add your, you know, if you want to do spinach, or you can throw some like chopped tomato in, stir it around.
Well, that sounds like a good
and
thing.
And then finish it with goat cheese.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if you have balsamic syrup, balsamic reduction, then that makes it real, because then you've got the real savory, salty shrimp and beans, and then you've got kind of the sweet of the balsamic reduction, and you've got tangy goat cheese, and then you also have the creamy texture of the goat cheese.
And if you add the bacon, then you have a little crispiness.
Then you have crispy and salt again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious.
It is delicious.
So is that like an entree, or is that an appetizer? Or is that
if it's small, it can be an entree. I mean, be a side, and they're a beginner, so starter.
Or you can have it just for dinner.
Or you can have it for dinner.
Yeah. All right. What about these beans?
Black beans.
Black beans. What do you make with that?
Well, I put these in chilaquiles too.
Oh, okay.
And then I like to put them in nachos.
Yeah. Oh, nachos would be a good one. That's quick and easy.
Yeah.
That's good pantry food.
Yeah. You know, people think that you can only like have nachos at a restaurant, and it's just
not. People think that?
I think so.
That's
because
weird.
They're like, well, how do you make nachos? I don't know. Well, it's chips and cheese basically. And you just, you know, heat it in the oven at 350 until the cheese melts, but you can throw.
And then just add all your shit on it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you put your chips in, and you put cheese, and then you can add meat. You can add black beans.
Mm-hmm.
You can add
tomatoes. Yeah.
You can add corn.
Or even, let's see, we could even add sun-dried tomatoes.
I don't know if sun-dried tomatoes would be good in Mexican food.
What would you use these for?
I like them more in Italian. I like them on pizza.
Ooh.
I mean, I like sun-dried tomatoes anyway, but I really like them on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with goat cheese and makes my mouth water.
I know. I'm getting kind of hungry. All right. What else do we have? We have this.
Oh, the sambal?
Yeah. Is that just
That's just, you know, I use this. I make like sauces, or I'll make like a sambal aioli with mayonnaise.
Yes.
To go on a burger.
Yes. Or if you've got potatoes at home, you can make oven fries.
Yes.
And you can dip them in that. Yum, yum.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the gherkins you said? What did you say?
I specifically bought those to make tuna salad.
Oh,
because I like a sweet tuna. I know there's a lot of people that they'll put dill pickles.
Okay.
And like, what's the other thing they put in it?
Mustard?
I don't know about mustard.
No? Is that an egg? That's an egg salad.
Yeah. Do people put mustard in egg salad?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't.
I'm a Miracle Whip person.
Yeah, you are. I don't know that I've ever
had. I love the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
I don't know. That sounded like a commercial.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've ever had Miracle Whip, weirdly
really?
Enough.
I have some in the fridge if you'd like to try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll just stick my finger in it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll stick a spoon
stick
in it.
Stick a spoon
oh,
in
no,
it.
Oh, no, it's a squeeze top. Even better.
Yeah.
I'll just squeeze it with my finger.
Yeah.
Does it taste like mayonnaise?
No. Tastes like salad dressing.
Oh.
It's sweet.
Oh, it tastes like... It tastes like the base of like a tartar sauce.
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
It's like mayonnaise with sugar in it.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, so we've got rice vinegar, which kind of is not, does not go with any of our shit.
But I make Asian food, and so I use it in a stir fry sauce.
Oh.
With soy, and I like brown sugar, and then I'll put sambal in it also, or sriracha.
You put that in your pan and then cook stuff in it?
I'll like saute the veg and then throw the sauce in on top.
Oh, I see.
Kind of, you know,
gives
cook
a
in there and
bang.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cooking sauce, except mine.
Mm-hmm. Not one that says cooking sauce.
Not one that
on
says
it.
Cooking sauce.
What's this?
I have no idea.
Fresh
what
tomato
that is.
Spread. Okay, that's just for bread.
I don't know. I think this is like for, this is Spanish.
Is that for just a snack? Is that for a tapas?
I think it's for a tapas. Yeah. Tumaca. Fresh tomato spread. I have no idea what this is. Tomato, olive oil, salt, and garlic.
That sounds very basic.
Yeah, it does. It's probably about 100 years old.
Yeah, is there a date on it? That's another good thing, guys. Like, I went through my Tupperware containers and pulled everything out of the fucking Tupperware container area. And if I didn't have lids,
I'm going to open it.
If it didn't have lids, I threw it away. But this is a great time. Go through your pantry. You've probably got some expired shit in there that needs to go in the trash.
Ooh, it smells good.
Ooh, it does smell good. It smells...
Wow.
Does it have anchovies in it?
No, it just has garlic. Maybe it's like sun-dried tomatoes.
Stick your finger in it.
I don't know. Stick your finger in it.
I don't know what it tastes like. Put your finger in it.
It doesn't have very much flavor.
Okay, but
that
I
may be
you.
That may be the...
The age?
The age.
Well, maybe just use that tonight.
No, I don't think so. I think it may just go bye-bye.
Bye-bye?
Yeah, because I just don't think it has enough flavor in it. Maybe that's just the way it is.
I mean, it's very basic stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you know, you never know. Never know what you're going to find in the pantry, right?
Well, and that's just it. So go through your pantry. It could be an adventure. Get all your shit out or just rub. I mean, what the fuck else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I have been looking at my pantry, not daily, but maybe every other day. And I think I really need to go through there and organize it.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, I didn't organize it. I just put all the shit out on the counter.
Just took it all out and yeah.
But this is a great time to do shit like that we don't normally have time for. And that it's time consuming. It's time consuming
to
do stuff like that.
Yeah, because you take it all out and you have to look at it and you have to decide whether you really, I mean, if it's been like this thing, it's been in there. You know, this has traveled with me from house to house. I can't even remember when I bought it.
You've had it for that long.
I've had it for this.
The tasteless tomato that you're just
tinkering. Yes. Yeah. Because I thought, oh, I love this jar. I think maybe I'll just keep.
Well, you can empty it out and put a candle in it.
I could
make your
have
your crafty time.
More candles.
So this is a good time to do that kind of shit that we don't normally have time for. And quite frankly, when we go back to work, we're going to be like, why the fuck didn't I do this shit while I was sitting at
home?
Well,
you know, actually I was talking to my older daughter, Marin, yesterday about this, that I'm pacing myself.
I've been doing it too.
On projects, because it's not like we have to be finished tomorrow.
Right.
We have a month.
Right, but
at least.
One project like the pantry, like I'm not saying like do like five projects
no,
in one
well,
day.
No, well, it's like yesterday. Well, this weekend, I took all the rocks out of my water fountain.
Which is a fuck ton of rocks,
by the way. And they're big Colorado River rocks.
Yeah, and you cleaned them.
And I cleaned them, and I cleaned my fountain, and I cleaned the water that was standing in the fountain.
And you put all the rocks back
and
in.
And changed it, yeah, and put all the rocks back in, and I organized the rocks.
Yes, she did organize the rocks. This is Candace. This is exactly
welcome
like
to
her.
My world.
So the other thing I want to say is that it's raining. I just realized.
It?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not
right.
What I was going to say. We have some people, you already said Harrison and Heath, Linda, Kathy, Anne, you guys have been ordering from us weekly. You're keeping us in business. We can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And I'm sure anybody that's listening, if you don't know, we're doing meal preps for you for the week, even for two people. You can just email us and let us know what you want. We can figure it out. We've got our catering menu on our website. And those people too, because they've kind of been our only interaction, even though we've been 6 feet away from everybody. And we've been really good with that. Mm-hmm. We've been actually pretty good about that.
Yeah.
They're being very conscious about like ordering from local restaurants too. So don't forget that all your, even though your local restaurants are shut down, they're probably still doing to-go orders.
And yeah. We need you.
And they're doing some fun stuff too. Like Cicero's right now. Did you see what they're doing?
No.
They're doing a meal for two, and it's a whole chicken and like two sides and bread and something else for like $30.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I guess all the fucking laws have gone to shit because they can sell their wine.
Yeah.
You can get like a bottle of wine and you've got your whole fucking dinner.
I know. It's really cool. Yeah. Yeah. D'Alessandro's is doing something
so
like that.
So everyone's trying to get a little creative. So maybe somewhere that you go to dinner often, or maybe you don't go there often and you just know about it. They're probably doing something a little different.
And we all need you, and we all appreciate it very much.
So very much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Not a Single Fork with Candace and Natalia as we travel through my pantry this week. I think next week we'll be checking out Natalia's pantry.
My pantry may be a little more normal or not. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't really gone through it lately. It may be kind of bare because my fridge is full of all those fucking eggs. Anyway, yes, we will be going through my pantry. But thanks for listening and staying with us. And don't forget to rate and review and subscribe.
We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play. You can find us everywhere, even on our website.
Everywhere. And what better to listen to when you're cleaning out your fucking pantry or your Tupperware, whatever, everything, while you're cleaning, because what we're cleaning, everything should be clean now.
Yeah.
Because we're all cleaning.
We're going to clean everything.
We're going to just clean it all. Drink some coffee, listen to our podcast, clean your shit.
And stay fresh.
Pantry bags.